You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Our guest here, as we're going to go out to the wayforward.com hotline and talk to the man who knows all about things football, Jason Longshoe. You can follow him at Longshoe on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Jason, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up? How are you?
Nothing much, man. You know, just out here trying to make it, you know, and hoping Atlanta United can what? Jason, am I right on this? It's been 8 matches across MLS play where our 5 stripes have gone winless. I know it's around 7 or 8. I think it's 8, though. Am I right on that?
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
It's been a long minute. Okay, so, Jason, how do they turn that around here against LAFC? I was looking at some numbers for LAFC, and they have done – their offense has been going pretty good lately, and they've been having some success, obviously, in the U.S. Open Cup along with Atlanta United as well. Is the main concern for you when it comes to LAFC is their offense? I mean, they've had a couple of shutouts here as of late as well, but is their offense the main concern here when it comes to what we should be worried about most about LAFC?
Yeah, you can't let them get out on the break. They're such a good team in those fast break transition kinds of moments where they can turn you over in your attacking half and then get out fast. They're not really a team that likes to build up the play. They're not methodical with possession. They've evolved over the years. When they came into the league, they were a team that was right alongside Atlanta United and one that wanted the ball and would control games by having the ball and creating opportunities. Now, LAFC is a team that kind of thrives in transition. They're not one that necessarily puts a lot of numbers behind the ball, although they are capable of defending deep when they have to. And if you're Atlanta United, you want to make them do that today. But they're a team that looks for whether from turning you over and creating those opportunities or just changing the pace. They look for those moments to get out on the break and win their 1v1s. Denny Bouanga is one of the top players in the league in those moments. You can't let LAFC dictate how the game plays out. You've got to dominate the transition moments when they happen. But more importantly, you've got to either create them yourself with pressure high up the field, turning LAFC over, or you've got to control the pace of this game.
And you talk about controlling the pace of the game, a couple of players that can maybe help you do that. One player in particular, Thiago Almada. Now, I think if I was reading the report, and if I remember correctly from reading the injury report for Atlanta United, he is possibly going to be good to go this game. What have you heard lately when it comes to Almada, and Yorgos Giakoumakis?
Giakoumakis not available for this one. Almada is, but he's not 90 minutes fit.
Gotcha.
So how long can he give you is going to be the question. You know, is it 30? Is it 20? Is it 15? We're not sure, but he will be available. So you want to, you're going to have to kind of have two game strategies here a little bit, because you don't have, and no team really in the world has a like for like replacement for their best player on the ball. You know, a number 10, if you take him out of a team, everything's built around that player. So you don't have a like for like. So you've got to find a way to play without him. And I think this team in these last couple of matches has been better at that, where they've been gritty. They've been tough to break down. They've been a team that has controlled that pace at times and has slowed things down at times, which has worked. But then when you get Almada into the game, you then have to kind of flip the switch a little bit and try to play through him and play a little bit differently to get the best out of him. That's not always easy to do. And a lot of how tonight goes is going to depend on how much he has in the tank and how much he can give you against a good LAFC team.
And I want to build off that real quick. And it's Jason Longshore joining us, one of the voices of Atlanta United, Atlanta United's color analyst for your flagship station of Atlanta United FC Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Follow him at Longshoe. So I want to build off of that, Jason, because like you said, Almada not 90 minutes fit. So if that is the case, does Gonzalo Pineda play him first 45, say if he's going to go a 45 or a 60, do you play him first 45 and maybe, you know, 15 minutes into the second half? Or do you maybe want to sub him late in the first half, or maybe sub him in the second half and have him for the second half of the match? I mean, is one way better, or does it not necessarily make a difference either way?
It depends. There's not really a stock answer to that. It depends on the player, but for me, the line is more like 60 minutes, because if you can only go 45 or you think you can only go 45, because you never 100% know.
Right.
So you have an idea that a player can give you 45 minutes. And let's say that calculation's not exactly right. You can only go 30. Then you have to make a first half sub. So you don't want that. So for me, it's 60, because if you think a player can get to 60, they can probably get to halftime. And in Thiago's case, with the time that he's missed, I don't think he's going to be at that threshold. I think you're looking at him as a second half sub. If you felt like he could play 60 and you end up with only 45 out of him, then you would look to start him. I just don't think he's going to be at that threshold.
There you have it. So maybe look for Thiago Almada to be a little bit of a closer and a finisher in the second half of today's match. And Jason, I want to talk a little bit about the U.S. Open Cup. Atlanta United able to get a big win off of penalty kicks, a 0-0 win off of penalty kicks. And I know it wasn't a first-choice lineup out there for the Five Stripes, but will a win like that, even though you had a lot of guys who aren't necessarily going to see the pitch today, does that still give you momentum? Does that still give the team momentum heading into a match today, again, even though it's, again, U.S. Open Cup play versus MLS play?
Yeah, it does. You have to make sure that it does. You have to manufacture it sometimes. You know, we talk about this with any team in any sport, honestly. You know, the Open Cup's a little bit different animal, but if you win and you get through, you survive in a tournament, you take pride in that. You take something out of that. If you're not playing well and you win, if the Falcons aren't playing well, for example, the offense isn't hitting on all cylinders, but you win a game with special teams and defense and you win a game ugly 14-10, you don't think you're going to take pride out of that. Yeah, you're going to take some momentum out of it. You have to. And that's where Atlanta United is right now. Look, when you're missing your top guys, your offense isn't going to be hitting on all cylinders. And Atlanta's has not. But you went to Nashville last weekend and came back to get a point in that one, in a rivalry game, kind of game that you just can't afford to lose. You have to find a way to win. They didn't get that far, but they got the draw. Then in the Open Cup, it is about finding any way to advance. And, yeah, it goes down as a scoreless draw through 120 minutes. But one team is advancing to the quarterfinal and one isn't. So you have to take something out of those games, because in those two, when you go back to the Nashville game, you played a lot of people on your roster. You played some people that aren't on your roster. They're on the Atlanta United 2 roster that are homegrown that got the job done in Charleston. You have to take pride in that as an entire group and carry that forward.
No, I think that's a perfect analogy that you use. And it is Jason Longshore joining us here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. Follow him at Longshoe. You're one of your voices for Atlanta United as they get ready to match up against LAFC. You'll hear Jason Longshore on the call shortly after 7:30. But I want to go back to something you said in that answer, Jason, about Nashville. And they get down 1-0. They come back to salvage a point. How important is that to really show, and they've done it before too. I don't want to act like they've never had a comeback before. And so obviously this team knows how to come back because they've done it this season. But, you know, there's been a lot made about how, you know, if Atlanta United, and the numbers do support it, so I will say that. But there's been a lot made about, oh, if Atlanta United gets down early, it's curtains, you know. They're not going to find a way to come back, or especially not get 3 points, let alone maybe not even 1 point. But, you know, doing what they did yesterday, last match against Nashville, and still salvaging a point after being down 1-0 when we know they've struggled after not scoring the first goal. I mean, that does have to mean something. And that probably, like you said, as getting the U.S. Open Cup win helps morale. What they did against Nashville has to help morale too, right?
Yeah, because it's a game that means a little bit more too. Rivalry games do. You have to find ways to get results in those. Look, the idea that, you know, if you concede first and there's no chance for this team to come back because it doesn't happen very often, that's every team in the world. The first goal is absolutely vital in the sport. The numbers back it up, whether we want to talk Premier League, we want to talk La Liga, we want to talk about the leagues in Japan and Argentina and Brazil, wherever. It's, you score the first goal, you have a big advantage. Teams that can find ways back into games and turn those deficits into draws, especially on the road. And that's one where in MLS on the road, it's even harder. I think the road performances in Major League Soccer are very, when you compare those to other leagues in the world, it's harder to get results on the road in this league. You know, whether we're down to travel, which wasn't really the case for Atlanta and Nashville, but you get travel, you get climate changes, you get the compact schedule. All those things make it difficult to go on the road and get results. Atlanta did. And again, it's a goal from Bartek Sleaf, somebody who hadn't scored this season, and somebody who needed that goal, in my opinion. I thought you saw a very different Sleaf after scoring that goal. He looked more confident. He looked more of as a leader. He was talking more. Like, all those things that you see players in every sport when things aren't going well, and you can almost feel the pressure on their back at times. You can watch them. You can see how they play. You can just see how things happen on the field. But then when you have that moment that Bartek did with getting that goal, it's almost like the piano comes off the back. And it's so, so important for him and the guys around him to continue that forward today. Hopefully he is in that kind of a form that we saw after he scored the equalizer in Nashville.
There you have it. Hopefully Mr. Sleesh is in form and rest the whole team can really, again, build off of what they did, getting that big win in the U.S. Open Cup, build off of being able to come back, salvage a point against Nashville, and they can get themselves a win at home against LAFC. And Jason, I cannot wait to hear your call along with Mike Conti. You have a great rest of your day. Have a good call in the match, and hopefully the Five Stripes get themselves a win this evening.
Thanks for having me on, as always.
Appreciate it, Jason.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.